A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
I am Kate Spencer.
We are not experts.
Nope. Don't get it twisted. We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, our listeners.
We take emails, phone calls.
Yep.
We would take an owl message from an owl if one ever came.
Or carrier pigeon.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah. You can leave us those voicemails at 781-591-0390. And you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
That's where we go.
Yeah.
Should we kick it off?
Yeah, let's kick it off.
Okay. I included the title of this email because I loved it so much. 30, flirty, and not thriving like I thought I would be.
Mm.
I just wanted to seek your advice and see if maybe you two had any suggestions or feedback about the problem that's been plaguing me for over a year. I finished my Bachelor of Social Work program last October, and ever since then, I have been having a hard time seeing what my next step should be. I just turned 30, and I know that I'm not old, all caps, but I have this overwhelming feeling of being behind in life, and I feel like that is keeping me from being proactive in planning my future and keeping me from being brave and trying something new. I have also had the same job for the last 10 years. It has little to do with my degree, so I really want to quit, but it's also all that I have known, and I am afraid to lose a steady paying job. I guess what I would like some help with is figuring out how not to feel like a loser and make some real changes in my life to follow my career dreams. I'm not looking for a miracle, just some friendly advice. Allison Livingstone is literally goals. Her career is incredibly impressive, and I admire her success greatly. Tell her I said that, LOL. And any tips she has for overcoming feelings of not being good enough would be so welcome.
I did tell her, and she said thank you.
Oh.
Well, first of all, you're not a loser.
Yeah, you have a Bachelor of Social Work.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I mean, I think the first thing I would do is just kind of start by like being kinder to yourself and about this, and just kind of accepting like you did this amazing thing, and it's hard to go back to school, especially as a like as an adult. So I think that's really great.
It's also hard, I think, for us as individuals to see our accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
And listing out, I would get into lists. This would be my advice to you, dearest listener. I would make a list of the things that you've accomplished that you're proud of. And like, for example, you've had a steady paying job for 10 years. Like we'll talk about your job because I do think like you need a change, but that's also something to be really proud of. You're a functioning human and you completed a Bachelor of Social Work, which is amazing. So
it sounds like while you were working full time.
Yeah, we're inspired by you.
Yeah.
The other thing I would do is to start listing out what you want to accomplish. Like start putting down on a piece of paper what you want, what kind of job. It can be as lofty as possible, right? Because you might be making some big life changes. So what do you want your next job to look like? What career move do you want to make? What would it be? What about, you mentioned Allison, like what about her job and her career, something that you want to emulate? Start listing out some concrete goals. And then I think you can start looking at each one individually and laying out some steps for how to accomplish them. Like, if your goal is to leave your job and find work perhaps that better fits your degree, let's write that out and then let's list some steps that need to be taken to get there. Like, concrete, manageable steps. Like, I need to, one, identify places where I'd want to work. Two, identify who to contact at these places. Three, like, fine, where do I send my resume? Make sure my resume is in order, write a great cover. Like, all these, there are concrete things that are not fun to do, but actual concrete, tangible things you can do to start making the changes you want in your life, so that the having a career change is a huge, like, overwhelming, it feels like a really big thing. But if you kind of start breaking it down into smaller bits, I think it can be an accomplished goal.
Yeah. I mean, I think a couple more things just to add to that. One thing I would do is think about what compelled you to want a bachelor's in social work to begin with. Like, what were the original things you were thinking about, and what did you kind of envision your life looking like once you had finished that degree, and how did you think your life was going to change? I think that's related to what Kate was saying, but I think that's just like a useful exercise. The other thing I would do is, your school probably has some kind of career services alumni network. I would reach out to people who went to your school and ask them for advice, ask them for informational interviews. There might be places that are hiring people from your school. Like, your school probably has resources that you can take advantage of, and I would take advantage of them.
I also think that the job is kind of the biggest thing I took out of your email in terms of like a life change you want to make. And when you have a huge life change, I would say that that is the time to tap in all the favors that you want to call in. So make sure you're in a place where, like, if you ask, if say ask somebody to pass along your resume and they say yes, you have your resume ready to go. But I would say, like, reach out to make those scary kind of phone calls or emails that to people that you have maybe been saving, you know, your list of, of favors you want to call in. The other thing I would say, did I cut you off, Dory? Did you have another comment?
Go for it.
Is, you want to leave your job because it has little to do with your degree, but you're afraid to lose a steady paying job. And also there's a little bit of security there because you know you're comfortable, you know what you're doing. So we don't know what your finances are. We don't know if you have student debt, other kinds of debt, if you are caring for people, if you have mortgages to pay, if you have $1 billion in savings and you can, you know. So I would say make sure your finances are truly in order and you have at least 6 months worth of money to support yourself fully if you were going to leave your job. That's kind of the number people give, right?
Yeah.
At least 6 months to a year's worth of money saved.
A year might be tough, but I think I think this is like, if you are planning on leaving your job without another job lined up, you should have 6 months of savings.
Yeah, I once did it with about 2 months of savings, and that was a bad idea. And then I quickly got a new job. But yeah, it really does, the money goes way faster than I expected.
But keep us posted. Let us know how things go, and we will be rooting for you and thinking of you.
Good luck.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets.
In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Look.
Kate, should we hear a voicemail?
We can hear a voicemail.
Okay.
This voicemail is a recommendation.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I was just calling because I am driving from my home in Knoxville to Atlanta, and I am, of course, binge listening to my favorite podcast, Forever 35. And I just needed to do a quick voicemail because I heard you guys talking about reading recommendations, and Dory told us about her love of cozy mysteries. And so I had to share my favorite genre of cozy mysteries. You're going to laugh. It's kind of amazing. Mary Higgins Clark. Yes, I used to read them in the seventh grade. They are not scary at all, but they are a complete release, like escape. They're hilarious in their like descriptions of velour jumpsuits, handsome women, and so utterly predictable, but also so much fun. So, had to share that. Also, shout out to my best friend Molly, who introduced me to Forever 35. You guys are the best. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Rebecca. Gosh, I don't think I've read Mary Higgins Clark.
I've never read
20 years.
But you have read
Mary Higgins Clark? I have read Mary Higgins Clark.
Are they cozy
and fun? Way back in the day. I barely remember them. But yeah, maybe I will just give those another shot.
After our conversation about cozy mysteries, I've wanted to like dip my toe in. I don't normally read mysteries.
Just give Maisie Dobbs.
I'm going to. I have a bunch of other books I need to get through. And right. Then I'm going to give Maisie Dobbs a try.
Good old Maisie. Can't wait to talk about Maisie with you. Oh my God, I meant to tell you. Yes. I have somehow found myself in a book club.
Oh, congratulations.
We discussed
this. Though I feel like you actually wrote an essay.
I did.
About how you...
Which they are all aware of.
But you know what? I do think a book club is a great social activity.
It is.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is that we were deciding on the next book, and I was talking about Maisie Dobbs, and then someone was like, we should read Maisie Dobbs. So now they're all reading Maisie Dobbs, and I'm a little nervous.
Like it's going to reveal something about
well,
you?
Well, it's just like, I was like, look, it's not, you know,
right.
It's not fine, high literature, It's very enjoyable. I actually think it is well written. But, you know, these are not complex
stories. I don't know why we think books have to be this fucking, like, challenging puzzle to solve. Right?
Yeah.
Books don't need to, like, break our brains.
So I will report back.
It is a lot of pressure being the person who chooses the book club.
Especially because I wasn't like suggesting it really. And then people were like, let's read that. And there were definitely a couple people who were sort of like, no.
Maybe they're going to be the ones who got overruled.
All right. Should I read this email?
Read this email.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is misspelled.
Well, then throw this email out.
I will forgive you, listener. I'm a new listener to your podcast. Well, she's a new listener.
There we go.
And I look so greatly forward to the happiness it provides me during the week. I typically listen while I run, and you guys make for great running partners. Kate, I so deeply relate to that feeling of anxiety that comes with summer passing so quickly. I've dealt with that feeling since childhood. This particular summer has been a tough one for me. I usually so strongly desire to make the most of every moment, but some stressful life circumstances have put me in a lingering depression that hasn't plagued me for quite some time. I'm feeling quite numb these days and feel as if I'm wasting away these precious summer months. My question is, how do you handle these truly low, low moments in life when things aren't quite as vibrant as usual? My usual methods of self-care, exercise, time outside, etc., aren't really cutting it. I do see a counselor who has helped me in more ways than one, but I'm curious how you guys weather those bigger mental storms in life. Thank you for creating this gem of a podcast. I can't read, apparently.
Why?
I feel like I was stumbling
over
that.
No, you did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
My listener, sweet listener. Look, we're not experts. We're also not doctors. I don't want to...
Speak for yourself.
Dory might be pursuing a medical degree. I just don't want to, we're not armchair psychologists or whatever the word is. I don't want to do that to anyone who writes in or calls in. However, you said a couple of things that make me think that you might want to like check in specifically with your counselor.
And maybe see a psychiatrist.
And see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
A lingering depression, feeling numbness from a long period of time. Again, psychiatric medicine is not for everybody. I wouldn't want to presume that it is. It might not be a choice for you for many reasons, but it has helped me immensely.
It's helped me.
Yeah. And I think there's
helped my husband.
There's no shame.
Helped my dog.
It's helped. Bo and I are on the same medication. And there's no shame, and it's also something you can do long-term. It's something you can do short-term. Yep. It's something that you should sit with a doctor and really think about and figure out. But I do feel like that might be at least something worth exploring.
I think that's very good advice.
Because that's kind of what I went through, where I was like, wow, all the things I do. And my psychiatrist even said this to me. She was like, you seem to have a lot of practices that really like you use to help manage your anxiety. And I do. Exercise, breathing, meditation, time outside, sleep, eating well, limiting caffeine. The list goes on. And still, my anxiety was really flaring up. And so I think what my psychiatrist was trying to say was like, you have a lot of great practices, but also here's like one more you can add to the mix. And it has really helped. And so not to just like make the leap to medication and not suggest anything else, but it just from reading your email, it sounds like you're going through a big thing. The way you're feeling is lasting for a long time. And that might be something that would really, really help.
I think that's great advice. Cause I mean, you acknowledge that you are in a depression. But at least for me, when I'm in a depression, and this is like one of the things on the checklist of like, are you depressed, is that you don't get pleasure out of the things that you normally get pleasure from. Mm.
I don't have depression in that way. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So that is usually a good indicator for me that something is wrong.
Yeah.
When the things that I normally like to do, I don't have the energy, or I don't feel like it, or I do them and I just feel blah. And this fog that you describe is something that I feel I'm very familiar with, and your life does not have to be that way.
Yes. And I think there's no, I think in suggesting medication, it's another tool. It's not in replacement of, it's another thing that you can add to your life to help manage and make yourself feel better.
Totally.
So I wish you the best of luck. I wish we had other thoughts, but that to me is the biggest one.
Yeah.
You seem like you are taking good care of yourself and doing everything right, but still having a really hard time. So please know we're sending our love.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening to us while you run.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
Definitely.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We have one more voicemail.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Sophia. I am from Seattle. And I have a fun beauty-related thought experiment for you guys. So I want you to imagine that you've been stranded on a desert island for several years, full castaway style. And finally, someone has finally responded to your distress calls, and they let you know that a plane is on the way to rescue you later today. They also let you know that the captain of the plane is incredibly handsome. He looks just like a young Paul Newman. And the co-pilot is Idris Elba. He has given up acting, and he's a pilot now. They are going to be accompanied by Oprah Winfrey, along with a full film crew and Michelle Obama, because your disappearance has attracted so much national attention. Everyone's super concerned. Your rescue is going to be broadcast live all across the world, including to a club that consists entirely of all of your ex-boyfriends and every girl who was mean to you in middle school. Luckily, your makeup bag is waterproof, and so you've kept it with you this whole time. What 5 beauty products do you hope are in there? So have fun with that. I have been thinking about it all day. So far, all I've come up with is mascara and a pair of tweezers. And let me know your answers. Have a great day. Bye.
I mean, I have a lot of questions.
This is such... Did you make up this thought experiment or did someone say this to you?
And you've been thinking about it all day.
The specific details.
The specifics.
Do you know us? Because you knew Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama would probably be my 2 people I'd want to come rescue. I would cry so hard I would need waterproof mascara. That's my first one.
That's a good one.
If you get rescued and Michelle Obama and Oprah were there on the plane and we've been on a desert island... So not only are you like elated for being rescued, but then like your personal heroes are on the
totally
plane. Plus also Idris Elba was like, forget acting. I'm gonna be a pilot.
This
thought experiment makes no sense.
No, it makes no sense. Also, like, why would all my ex-boyfriends be together in this club? They don't know each other.
I hope they don't.
And all the girls that were mean to me in high school, now they know my ex-boyfriends.
What about the men who are mean to us?
What's happening?
This world that you've introduced us to. It's crazy, but let's say we were in a situation where you had to be presented to the world after being on a castaway style desert island, and you could only use 5. There were 5 things in your makeup.
I think I would also request that someone drop ahead of time a care package with some more toiletries.
And like a person from Drybar
like
to do our
hair. Like a hairbrush, yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Dry shampoo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Concealer.
Mm-hmm.
Mascara.
Mm-hmm.
Clinique Black Honey for just a subtle lip.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to need like concealer. You're not going to. You're probably you've got a tan or a sunburn because you've been on an island.
Yeah.
For sunscreen? No, we don't need that for the appearance.
For the cameras, yeah. Maybe some sort of like pressed powder.
Yes, because you can look very oily on the camera. I learned that the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that five?
That's five.
Because we could tousle our hair with our fingers.
Yeah. I might not, like, I might even, if there was something else, I think the first thing that I would replace would be the dry shampoo.
You wouldn't want dry shampoo.
Well, I would, but I'm saying, like, yes, Kate.
I always have to raise my hand.
She waves it frantically.
We would have been on an
as
island.
As though I would call on someone else.
I use a sea salt spray in my hair. So I think knowing that the plane was coming, I would have taken a bath in the ocean and used the ocean water to do my hair.
Right. And our hair is probably like really long by this point.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want a tweezer because you've been growing out your eyebrows.
Totally.
I feel like lip color, deodorant. Oh, also for me, contact solution and new contacts.
But this is just for the cameras.
Okay.
This isn't like for the rest of your life.
Lips and eyes.
Yeah, I think lips and eyes, because like I probably wouldn't need any blush.
No, we're sun-kissed.
Yeah, but I think I would like some sort of like pressed powder or setting powder or something just to like make sure that I didn't look like a grease ball in front of all of my
maybe like a Neutrogena
ex-boyfriends.
White. That weird room of mean girls and exes and interests and all that. And then a pilot who looks like Paul Newman.
Yeah, a young Paul Newman.
A young Paul Newman.
Very handsome.
Also, look, we get on this plane. Young Paul Newman and Idris Elba are going to be paying attention to Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama. I mean, obviously they're taken, but they're not going to be like, ooh,
but
Kate
they've
Dory.
Had the whole ride over to talk to them.
That's true. That's true.
Now they're interested in us.
And us and our castaway style.
Yeah, we probably smell bad.
That's what I'm saying. Deodorant, right?
Yeah, but not for the cameras.
But you could use the Neutrogena wipes on your face and your pits.
But again, you don't need those for the cameras.
I like how you're approaching this so logically.
I'm really
logically.
Focused
I love it.
On the
you're
cameras.
Focusing on the appearance, the interview
yes.
that we're going to do
I mean,
with
that
Oprah.
That was the question.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Why is Michelle Obama there? She doesn't need to deal with this.
What else is she doing?
She's got a tour. I think she's writing a book.
Yeah, she has
also
a book
just
coming out.
Fucking relaxing after the past 8 years.
Right, but I'm saying like she doesn't have as many responsibilities as she did when she was first
That's
lady.
That's fair.
So... you know, if she wants to take a day or two to go, I assume we're in the South Pacific because that's where all these things happen. She can do that.
I would love it if we were on Super Soul Sundays.
I'm also wondering, how did we get there?
What were we doing?
What were we doing? Were we taking flying lessons?
What happened?
And the plane went down?
What also, is anyone sad about what happened to the other people on the plane? Was anyone else
there?
Were
there other people on the plane? We have a lot of questions.
What happened to the podcast? Who took over the podcast while we were on the island?
Maybe we recorded episodes, back episodes. We just recorded for years and now we'll just release them all. The only thing that survived were our makeup bags and our podcast equipment.
We're just, what's your intention this week on the island, Dory? I'm just going to try to get those coconuts and spearfish. Try not to get too depressed about the fact that we're stranded on a fucking island. Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
It's a miracle we're still speaking to each other.
Can you imagine?
Well, on that note.
Wow, that was.
That was quite a thought exercise.
I did enjoy having a question that was kind of like a challenge,
totally.
Like a riddle.
Yeah.
Also, listener, again, I want to know, did you just make that up and think about it all day? Or did someone pose that to you? Because that is a. That is an
elaborate.
Odd, yes.
Elaborate.
Very specific.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for that.
Thank you. And we will talk to you next week.
Have a great week.
Bye.